Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Schwartz-Reichel. My career began in music education, where I learned the importance of a key change, a shift, in the tonal center of a piece of music, often used to inject energy or produce significance. Eventually, I realized the impact of making key changes in all areas of my life. I also recognized a desire to help others do the same. Making key changes can be difficult. I certainly don't have all the answers, but I do like to pose questions for reflection and actionable key changes for us to attempt in both our working and living situations. Together, we can unlock our greatest potential in collaboration with those we love, serve, and lead. Let's discover how we can grow together by making key changes. A few years ago, on a summer dinner date with my husband, minus children, on the way to the restaurant in the car, he challenged us to enjoy the entire evening without mentioning our work in conversation. He succeeded. I, on the other hand, did not. Would this be the case for you? My husband was driving, and a few minutes into our time together on that car ride, I started planning for an upcoming work trip. My device was in my hand, and I began rattling off some calendar dates to him. I think he said something like, "I knew you couldn't do it." I found his challenge to be quite difficult, as I have always felt it complicated to separate work from friends and family. So many of my friendships have blossomed from incredible working relationships, and many members of my family are engaged in similar professions. Also, when I am spending time with loved ones in public, it is very common to run into a current or former student, a student's family member, or a colleague. When my husband and I spoke that night about our dreams, goals, and aspirations, I found that my gut reaction was to include work in many of my answers. I often had to retract my words, slow my speech, or pause before speaking to gather my thoughts. At times, I was a bit antsy, as if what we were doing together did not feel productive to me. As time went on, I felt more relaxed. We laughed more than we had in a while, and we reminisced about our younger selves. I felt the most present I had in some time. Challenge accepted. Lesson learned. As we reflect on our lives, can we truthfully answer one simple question? Am I happy? Oftentimes, people relate happiness to success, as in their professional goals, and are unable to answer the first question without asking themselves a follow-up question. Am I successful? Does one ratify the other? Should it? Could a happy or successful life be one we are proud of, one we share with others, and one that might inspire others? The thought of not being productive can make someone uncomfortable. This uneasiness can hinder someone's ability to be present with family, friends, students, colleagues, clients, or employees. Yet one version of happy and successful can differ from one individual to another, depending on many factors such as age, interests, career, family, health, or even stage of life. After reviewing the definitions and synonyms for these two words, happy and successful, I found it telling that one word connected both of them in the thesaurus. Fortunate. Are we fortunate for the life we lead? How do we show or share this fortune with others? Are you feeling persistently productive? I often do. Many times, I need to remind myself to be more present. If I don't, my husband or another family member or friend may encourage me to do so. I have had to make several key changes to get to a place where I am more present in certain areas of my life. Consider reflecting on your productivity versus your ability to be present. For me, I have come to realize that it often needs to be a conscious practice on my part to be present. Too often, I respond to someone's request to do something with a, "Hold on, I'll be right there," or "Let me just finish this." And the time never comes for me to answer their question, join in on the conversation, or proceed to an activity with them. The need to be productive often hinders my ability to be present with others. Does this sound like you too? I recently learned that the high-profile celebrity Hugh Jackman creates what he calls a daily design at the start of each day. Hugh claims that this visionary daily practice keeps him accountable for his actions and promotes a sense of presence. At the end of the day, Hugh reads the manifestation again and rates it to determine if he achieved his mission. We might not have the time to do this full activity, but the idea that we need to promote a sense of presence is noteworthy. Consider these key changes to prepare for a practice of presence. 1. Decide that you want to be present, and with whom, or by doing what activity. Make the decision to be present before the time comes to do so. Like you, consider visualizing what this may look and feel like. At the very least, we could consider the importance of this practice. 2. Find a clear point to pause or end our work before we intend to be present. This may give us the permission we need to be more present. This change has really helped me. 3. Schedule the time to be present for when and how long the practice of presence will occur. Consider starting with a small amount of time and then building on it. 4. Allow our minds and bodies to be ready for it. We may need to move locations or put away our devices. We might even consider exercising, meditating, or involving music before the practice of presence occurs. We should do whatever it takes to focus, relax, and be free. 5. Stick with it, both in the moment and by repeating the practice another time. So maybe we didn't maintain being present the entire time we had hoped to be. Could we improve on the practice each time? And lastly, 6, we should reflect on how we felt when we were present. For a moment or more, did we forget about our work, our devices, or our responsibilities? Did time go by faster than we thought? Will we continue to choose productivity over presence? Or will we learn to better measure our days by our degree of presence? Will you accept this challenge too and give the gift of your presence to those you associate with each day? Make your decisions soon and expand your fortune. Remember that being present may look different for everyone, especially if we consider their age, ability, culture, and other unique differences. Instead, focus on how you feel and your ability to remain in the present. In doing so, this may encourage others to be more present too. I have placed some resources in the show notes for us to review. I hope you find these helpful. How are we making key changes to be more present? Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with others and joining me again next week. In my coming episodes, I'll discuss topics that are most passionate to me, along with things I've been researching or areas of my life I have changed or want to change. You can learn more about me on my website, makingkeychanges.com. Feel free to message me through there or reach out on social media. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I'd love to hear from you and learn about what key changes you hope to make.